The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Friday, the 27th of November, 2020. On the podcast today, I have Trond Willigsen, CEO of Benchmark Holdings, discusses their final results and expresses how he's positive on the outlook for the future. Plus, Tom Williams, partner and head of energy and infrastructure at Downing, discusses their upcoming IPO, where they intend to raise up to £200 million for their Downing Renewables and Infrastructure Trust. Plus, as always, at the end of the podcast, I have two lists for you, the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top five most liked RNSs too. You can see both these lists, in fact, top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. We'll see lots of other content. In fact, there's an article there on Benchmark Holdings, plus one on Ixico. Also a video there with Chris Mills and Paul Hill. Plus, of course, our COVID-19 index. Let's check that out. Biggest rise of the day is Modern Water, up 8% to 3.1. Biggest faller, Gfinity. I don't know why that's falling. It's good news yesterday. Renewed the contract with the E-Premier League, which is very good. Third time they've done that with them. So no idea what's going on there, but hopefully John will come on the podcast soon and talk about some news. Check that out, voxmarkets.co.uk.
Vox Markets is an online community of investors that runs a free mobile and desktop platform that allows you to track news and updates about any UK-listed company, offering RNS push notifications, detailed charts, pricing data, and much more. Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Trond Willigsen, CEO of Benchmark Holdings. BMK is the ticker there. Trond, thanks for joining me.
Good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, well, listen, you've just released your full year results, and we'll dig into that in a bit to get a bit of detail on that, if you could, and what to look forward to. Before we do that, Trond, for people maybe not familiar with Benchmark Holdings, could you just summarise what the business is about, please?
Well, Benchmark is an aquaculture biotechnology company. It is a company that holds three business areas as our core activities. We are a world-leading player within genetics towards aquaculture. We are a leading player when it comes to advanced nutrition solutions for aquaculture. And we are also a leading player when it comes to animal health products to the aquaculture, aiming to the aquaculture industry. The company has been around for some while. It has been since 2000. What has always been a core of the company is that sustainability is our core. And our mission and vision is to drive sustainability into aquaculture. We are a very exciting company within a very exciting industry, the aquaculture industry, that has a lot of potentials going forward. What we have in our three business areas are solutions complementary that constitute good value propositions to the aquaculture industry, and that the aquaculture industry, which will grow over the years to come, we need in order to grow in a sustainable way.
Excellent stuff. Okay, now you joined Benchmark in April. Can you tell us why, what attracted you to join the business, and what excites you about it, Trond?
Well, I have been in the aquaculture industry for my whole commercial life. You know, this is my third assignment as a CEO of a publicly listed company in this industry. I've been watching Benchmark from the outside. I've always seen it as a very good company with very good core activities. Over the years, last years, it has gone a little bit wide and deep. And it needed a restructuring, which we have just now completed. Mm-hmm. But what I saw is that I saw potential of a uniquely positioned company within a very exciting industry. Mm-hmm. I saw the potential to develop that company going forward. So that was really what attracted me to Benchmark. So what excites me with this company is that coming in, you know, I have got confirmed my my views on benchmark before I entered into it. Even I've been even more convinced that we are very well positioned towards an industry that will grow and that will need our solutions in order to develop in a sustainable way. And I think the combination between the company, what it is, with the industry that we are in and the possibility that we have to develop and actually contribute to the sustainable development of aquaculture is what really excites me. Beyond the fact that this group holds a lot of very qualified, very competent people, very eager people that is so linked to the vision to drive sustainability that it really excites me a lot to work and develop this company.
Yeah. Well, you've mentioned sustainability a lot there, and it's one of your core missions, of course. Could you just elaborate on that, if you could explain that for people?
Well, as I said, the vision of Benchmark has always been, since the foundation of the company, has been to drive sustainability. It's part of our backbone. The reason why the company was founded in the first place, and it remains very much the beacon, and it will remain the beacon for us as a company going forward. It gives us a reason beyond everything. The company, having had the history and having had the vision of sustainability from the very start, everything we are doing is linked to making sure that the solutions we have, making sure that the way that we are operating, is in line with sustainability. And we are also in an industry that inherently is sustainable with a low carbon footprint compared to other animal productions, but still needs sustainable solutions in order to develop in a sustainable way going forward. So you have a company that has in its backbone sustainability, and you have an industry that is inherently sustainable but needs sustainable solutions in order to develop. And that is a combination that makes the uniqueness of Benchmark and the position we are in, at least obvious for me.
Yeah. Now, 2020 has been a unique year in so many ways. It's impacted so many lives, so many businesses. How have you found it in regards to Benchmark, and what should we take away from the results today?
You can take away from the results that you have delivered. We have come out of a year with partly difficult trading conditions with COVID, and where we have undergone a very significant restructuring. We have come out of that in a stronger financial position than we were when we entered into the year. We have come out with a company that now is well advanced to become streamlined, focused, and we are in a position to invest and further develop the company from where we are now. You can take from where we are now that in the three business areas we have, significant initiatives that will drive growth going forward. And we will be focused to take out the potentials of those initiatives. And we are in a position, as I said, to selectively invest and support those initiatives, driving growth over time. But overall, I am pleased, and I think it's an achievement to have gone through a year with COVID, partly difficult trading conditions, and also a significant restructuring, coming out of that in a stronger, better position. I think that's what I'm really most pleased with.
Yeah, absolutely. And looking forward, as all shareholders do, what should I look for the business, Trond, and what can investors expect in the next year or so?
I'm positive to the outlooks. I think we are in a position where we have restructured the company. We have a good basis for further growth. We will remain focused to take out potentials in the initiatives that we have in our hands. We are in a position to, as I said, to invest in these initiatives and to develop these initiatives. We are in an industry that will grow in the years to come. We are well positioned in that industry. So over time, the investors could expect that we are, in a disciplined way, developing the potentials of this group and taking out the value potentials of this group. Aligned with the possibilities that the industry will give us going forward.
Excellent stuff. Okay, Trond. Well, every day on the podcast, I highlight the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets platform. To get on that list, of course, people have to hit that follow button on your page. So give investors right now, if you could, three reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Benchmark Holdings to their watch list, please.
Well, first of all, I think we are a great company. That's why I started in Benchmark. We are well positioned. We have good core activities, good value propositions, and we are now in a position to support and invest in the initiatives, in good initiatives to drive growth going forward. We are in a great industry, which is aligned with ESG. It's a young industry that will develop in the years to come. It needs sustainable solutions, and Benchmark is a company that is well positioned in order to take out and to provide those sustainable solutions to that industry. We have, as I said, initiatives that will enable us to grow. We are in a position to develop this, and we are focused and highly motivated to do so.
Excellent stuff. Trond, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tom Williams, Partner and Head of Energy and Infrastructure at Downing. Tom, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, now you come on, because you're looking to raise up to £200 million to IPO the Downing Renewables and Infrastructure Trust. It's going to be called DORE, D-O-R-E, is a ticker. It's a healthy chunk of change there, shows how much appetite there, but there's quite a lot of renewable investments on the market right now. Tell us, Tom, how are they performing there, and is there room for one more here? Obviously, you think so.
Yeah, I do. And as you say, it is a bit of a chunk of change, isn't it? Look, we do think there's appetite for this out there. We do think there's space. And so why do we think that? Well, that's the combination of two things, really. First of all, there's a huge amount of deal flow. There's a lot of investment opportunities out there. So the opportunity is very much here and now to invest the money. And then looking at it from the investor's perspective, we look at the peer group. There's almost 9 billion in the peer group at the moment, trading at nearly a 16% premium. And we just look at that and think that's really strong evidence of the demand that there is in the market for these kinds of long-dated cash flows and strong yields. And it's an uncertain world out there, Justin, and it doesn't look like it's getting any more certain in the near term.
No, exactly. And let's be honest, the money flow, like you say, it's going to be flowing into this sector for years and years. It's all coming out of oil, and and so many governments are aligned to renewables that it's just going to get bigger and bigger. So, but tell me about DORE specifically. How does your investment strategy differentiate you from the current sort of listed renewable trusts out there?
Well, I think there's one word for it, and that is diversification. And so what we're doing is we're putting diversification at the very heart of the strategy of the vehicle. And what that brings is it brings two things. It brings a stability of returns, an increased quality of earnings, and an increased quality and confidence in that dividend in the future. And it widens the opportunity set. And you can see that in the pipeline that we've generated. We've got £1.5 billion to invest this vehicle in. And when you think that we've got nearly 60% of the fund, the target fund raise accounted for in seed assets and assets under exclusivity, then we've just got £80 million to invest in that £1.5 billion. And you know, my maths isn't as sharp as it used to be, but I think that's nearly 20 times. So there's plenty there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so what sort of returns are you targeting then? And what is the dividend policy there?
Yes, we're targeting a total return of 6.5% to 7.5%, and then a strong dividend from year two of 5% progressive. And then in that first year, we're targeting a 3% return as we invest the vehicle.
Yeah, and for people not familiar, tell us about yourself there, Tom, and the team, if you could.
Yeah, so Downing is a reasonably sized organisation. We have about £1.2 billion under management. We've got 160 employees, and 27 of which focus on energy and infrastructure. And those 27 people, they're split across the asset management function and the investment team function. And that asset management is really very, very important. We do that in-house. And we believe that's absolutely essential for both preserving value for our investors and also optimizing value. And that's why we've spent the last couple of years and several million pounds building up that capability.
Yeah, that's it. So generally, you're sounding quite bullish on the sector then, Tom, yeah?
Yes, I think it's a fantastic sector to be in. It's rare that you can enjoy what you're doing and do your bit. And I'm in the fortunate position to do that.
Excellent stuff. One more thing, Tom. When is the IPO and how do people subscribe to this?
Yeah, so offers are open until the 3rd of December. That's Thursday, the 3rd of December. If people like what they're hearing, please do go to our website, doortrust.com, and all the details are on there. And then hopefully we'll be listing on the 10th.
Excellent stuff, Tom. Like I said, lots going on, so hopefully we'll be chatting again in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Yeah, brilliant. Thank you ever so much for having me on. Cheers.
OK, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. At five, it is Arca Resources, down 11% to 1.175. At four, Loopup Group, down 45%. Wow. To 84 pence. At three, Providence Resources, up 6.3% to 7.6. At two, Christos, of course, new listing from Rockwell Energy, creator there. What's that? It's up 7.6 to 121.5. And at one, Lansdowne Oil and Gas, up 6.17%, 2.15. I'm confused as to what I'm intrigued as to say. Our Loopup trading update. So they've done a trade update there, which of course may have disappointed. It was down 46%. So I'll check into that, but I didn't know what that's about. Okay, top five most read or most liked RNSs are as follows. Let me just get the most read up as well. Always like to see these alongside most liked, some are most liked, some most read. Here we are. At five, Argo Blockchain, share capital reduction effective. At four, Alien Metals, investor presentation following successful placing. At three, Bahamas Petroleum, Perseverance One Well, cost estimate and funding update. At two, people will like that, Salt Lake Potash, ASX trading halt. It was a surprise. Tony, last time I came on the podcast, they were fully funded for up to production. And of course, debt funding maybe delayed a little bit then. That's why they're going for a fundraise here, an equity fundraise. But who knows? The details of that yet is not available, of course. And they're halted on the ASX, which is odd. If you do listed and you halt on one exchange, then shares on the other exchange just get hammered. You know, they're down 12% today. So it's not good, though. They should call a halt on maybe both exchanges. And most liked is Deep Verge Interim Analysis of Aberdeen University Lab Skin Study. And that's the most read as well. Salt Lake is second. Lansdowne Press Speculation is third. Bahamas fourth. And Eddie Metals fifth. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.